This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Young Eric Semmel.
My wife and I like that show.
He's so optimistic in life. Now he's got three weddings in 4 months. All three of his kids married.
Not that bad.
In one summer.
Not that bad.
It's incredible.
Yeah, over the next year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Listen, Tech Tuesday, Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, 11 a.m. here on WTIC.
9 a.m.
9 to 11, excuse me. Yep. You know where I'm at. I'm still banged up from my class reunion over the weekend. So I want to get clear, like, North Koreans are coming here, like, as spies?
They're working on them.
Or do we know, and are they actually getting jobs? So basically the story is that they've basically caught North Korean nationals trying to get into the tech pipeline in America, but we're catching them, or they're getting the jobs?
They're getting the jobs and we're catching them, right? So basically in my job, I'm trying to keep North Korea out of your IT systems, but the HR department's hiring them. Right? That's what's going on. And basically, Google and Mandiant found that over across Fortune 500 companies, North Korean operatives have infiltrated hundreds of Fortune 500 companies. This is not good. So we got to do a better job of dealing with remote work. They're not physically here.
So
Brian,
they're not refugees trying to build a life.
These are just sitting there literally remote. And of course, they're almost like tech mules that are actually being used by the North Koreans. I did a story a few weeks ago in our program where there was some woman who was like in Colorado, I don't know, who had a bunch of laptops, who was allowing the North Koreans to land on the laptops so then they would interview from American IP addresses. So the Fortune 500 companies didn't realize they were hiring a North Korean. And she was getting paid by the North Korean
to let them do that.
Yeah.
And so that I was going to say, because to get hired for remote jobs, you at least have to like meet them and like virtually.
Well, no, these companies were like shipping stuff. So they'd ship them to an address. They wouldn't confirm that's where the North Korean lived. And then, of course, they would then ship the laptop to the North Korean.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
irresponsible. That's nuts to me.
It is nuts. That's why I bring these stories to you. I tend to bring those.
There could be a couple that are higher up the food chain that haven't been caught yet, is the point.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you assume they're all to do bad things.
Oh, they're not doing good things. Yeah, they're doing bad things.
Okay.
Yeah.
ChatGPT, you know, we've done it. My wife works at a school, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot of kids, the kids who don't quite get up to speed, they will have ChatGPT write them an essay and then they won't edit it, and the teachers are getting good at recognizing, right?
Yeah.
But there are some telltale signs.
Yeah.
And one is a grammatic trick that I like to use all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a dash, Brian.
Yeah.
It just uses the dash. It's, for some reason, ChatGPT likes using the dash. Now, of course, you can prompt it to not use the dash.
You can say, do it without the dashes.
Right. So it's easy to actually, if you know what you're doing with the tool, tell it not to do that. But that is a telltale sign that something's been written with AI. It uses those dashes. But yeah, I guess you're ahead of your curve when it comes to artificial intelligence.
Yeah, well, maybe. But then I might get accused of using it when I'm actually writing it myself.
I know.
Listen, okay, so we're going to rip through a bunch of stuff. I, you know, Google gets a tremendous amount of data. And
it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, they started their own flight, like their own kayaky kind of thing a couple of years back.
Yeah.
But they really give you a good indication of like how to best bargain hunt in the travel space.
They do. I mean, you can go ahead and they'll tell you when the best day is to buy your tickets.
Where do you go? Like, for instance, like how do you actually do it?
I go to Google and you look up flight, best time to fly, and they'll probably pop it up right there. But this story talks about how to do it. And basically, you're looking at 38 days before your flight is the best time. It talks about Mondays and Tuesdays early. But 38-day mark before your trip is where you get the lowest
38
price.
38 days.
Yep, that's where the airlines say, okay, I've got some tickets to sell, and I want to lower the price. I'm going to make some adjustments. Not 39 days, Brian, not 37, but 38 is the key. And the fact that they have all this data is a little creepy. How do they know when I'm booking a flight? You know, I don't
They know everything.
That. I know.
Listen, I don't even have speakers on this computer, and I guarantee you something's going to pop up after you leave that relates to something we talked about.
It's your phone. Your phone's listening.
It's unbelievable.
Not your speakers.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's your phone. Is that thing right there?
Yeah.
It just lit up.
It did. It is. It is evil. Crypto miners in Kuwait.
Kuwait doesn't like them. They're going to crack. They've been cracking down on the crypto.
On
yeah, right. They should do that too. as far as I'm concerned, crypto is baloney. But it's you know, you're not supposed to be mining crypto in Kuwait as it is, and because it's dealing with their power grid, Brian. The issue is mining fake money uses a lot of power and energy and heat, and their country doesn't have the most stable grid, it would seem. Heck, we've had power outages here in Connecticut too, right? So I'm not sure we have the most stable grid. But it turns out that they're trying to stop folks from mining crypto. And lots of countries are doing this as well. Many other countries don't allow you to mine crypto. And
the whole concept is so weird to me that you have these computer programs that take a tremendous amount of energy and they find like unattended crypto and then just grab it from the ether?
No. They get paid. It's based on an algorithm that you get paid. The computers are actually solving equations, and they get a fraction of a Bitcoin or a crypto piece every time they process X number of cycles.
But who's giving it to them?
The system itself. So there's a limited quantity, quote unquote, of crypto. And the guy that created it has it all. And then the rest of it that's out there, we don't know who that guy is, by the way, which is even crazier. The rest of it is given out in slices of CPU based on how many algorithms or how many problems you've solved. You get paid in crypto. And then, of course, it's a limited quantity, and that's why it makes it more valuable, right? Just like gold, I guess. The weird thing I saw about this article was that recent data indicates that crypto mining accounts for 2.5% of the total energy consumption of the U.S., which is approximately—
Wait, say that again?
Crypto mining accounts for 2.5% of the total energy consumption here in the U.S., and that's approximately half of the energy used by the entire commercial sector of the U.S. economy. So we're without crypto running on here, you wouldn't have as much usage of power to mine fake money.
But yet we're building all these
data centers
to do just that.
Well, data centers to do the AI, but there's plenty of people who go ahead and buy these computers to do this mining. And again, it's I don't know. It was created out of whole cloth.
Yeah, and it's now. I mean, Bitcoin's. You know, it was creeping toward 100,000 again. It's down this morning. It's still over 93,000. And I also think it's a whole racket because I believe that the smart money runs up the price.
Yeah, of course.
Dumps it.
Yeah.
Waits for it to crater 25,000, 30,000, then buys it up again, and it's a cycle that keeps repeating itself.
Of course it is. Yeah, it's like a non-fungible thing. Right? NFTs.
Yeah. I don't know what's NFTs are different. I mean, anyone who bought that and didn't dump it before it cratered is
anybody that bought it was crazy.
Well, I mean, some people flipped it for quite a bit of profit, but I think to think that there was actual value there is like, I just thought bananas.
I know.
Eric Simmel. Tab Computers, a computer talk with Tab 9 to 11 on Saturdays here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Now, I don't understand. What is Notebook LM?
Notebook LM is an AI. We used it to play around with our Karen and Bob segment, right? Basically, Notebook LM will ingest a source of data, whether it be a website, a whole PDF, maybe a bill coming out of the Hartford legislature that you don't understand.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Understand, it'll just read it, and then Karen and Bob will explain it to you like an NPR host.
that's actually what Notebook LM does. It's always got some sort of narrator to give you.
Well, you can
it is back.
You can do that, right? You can have, you, but it also will give it to you in another format. But it'll actually give you the podcast where you can sit back and have lovely Karen and Bob explain to you whatever the bill was or whatever the topic was. And it's pretty cool how it works. It's still free for now, and they're coming out with an app. You know, all these AI tools have apps, and Notebook LM is going to come out with one too. So you're going to get one in May, so you can have your own Karen and Bob in your pocket. So if you happen to be in the legislature and you're, you know, somebody has jammed a bill down your throat at you know, 11:55 p.m. at night, and you're all blurry eyed, and they're like, "Sign here." Yeah, if Karen and Bob read it before you, so you know what's going on.
Karen and Bob.
I'm salty because
the
they take too long to explain it, and they actually have all these breaks. So we were hoping to have a little 4 or 5 minute segment with Karen and Bob. They go on now. They could do a half an hour podcast. They could be on Odyssey if they wanted to.
Well, that might be the future, since they probably don't have to pay them that well. But let's not give anybody any ideas.
I know.
Thanks, buddy. As always.
My pleasure.